Basically, what we have is us. Our personality, our knowledge, our diploma, that's why we go to school, one of the reasons, and also the time God gave us. Right? So we constantly bet on where I can put my time. Well, gave me better return. And not saying return, I say better return. And I would say almost every marketing market on franchise owner, majority at least, start this business part-time basis. Correct? We need to put food on the table, so therefore we work the 45-year plan, and we put this 2 to 3-year plan in the place, and then we build these two plans together. And that definitely helps, but also creates a lot of inconvenience. So therefore, now time become more valuable. Now, in this room, who started Marketing America? Because after job, I have nothing to do. I'm bored. Let me do something. Oh, I choose Marketing America. No, we all, when we came into this business, we all already have running a busy life. Correct? It's like our plate was full already. Now you want to add something on? But we all know we have to take something off. Otherwise, the plate is full and no place to put market of our garment. This is the thing you have to think even you're going out to prospect and recruiting. If you present Marketing America the right way, majority of your prospect kind of like the idea. Who don't like the idea of convert spending to earn? It's no brainer. But why they're not starting the business video? Probably they don't know what they're gonna take off the plate. They don't mind everything's on, we all want to. Everything's on my plate, but what I gonna take off the plate? That's something bothers me. Seems like everything's important. Or we give another name called sacrifice. I'm not ready to sacrifice my current life to build this business. That bothers people. Nowadays, people are afraid of more, I would say, responsibilities, right? So time management really important, very essential to help every one of us not only build a successful business, also lead a successful life. If you sharpen your time management skill, you're definitely kind of gonna have a more fulfilling life. Achieve more. So this, to me, is quite important, especially for building this part-time. Well, actually, apply to everyone. Doesn't matter part-time or full-time. We all need to learn how to manage our time better, more efficiently. Bottom line, everybody can build this business for a six-figure part-time business, period. I did that, I know it. But you just have to willing to sacrifice something and have a better time management skill. As I said, time, this is the only capital, probably the biggest chip we have to bet on this table. Therefore, if you can manage your time well, then definitely at the same time, might as well you're managing your life. Think about it. God is there, give everybody 24 hours. Bill Gates can use that 24 hours to become the richest man of the world. Meanwhile, someone become homeless. Think about it, right? And Gladwell is a writer for New Yorker magazine, and he has a series of books, I Love Them All. I guess it's one of the reasons because he lived in New York and a lot of places he mentioned, you know, you're familiar with. He used Brooklyn a lot. This is one of the book, and he names Outliers. And this is one of the articles in the book called the 10,000 Hour Rule. And what he did was he interviewed all these top achievers, all different industries, Olympic champions, Bill Gates, Bezos, and all these like high rank worldwide level. And he found out one of the common factor lead to these people's success from all different industry, different area is the practice. It's a practice. People talk about talent. Yes, Bill Gates definitely is a smart guy. Bezos is very, very talented. And they talk about luck, probably. But one thing in common actually is practice. All these people he interviewed before the world, whole world, know them, they actually practice long time. He used Bill Gates as an example. He had access to computer when he was at 4th grade. Back then, computer was the size of the room, probably. But somehow he had that, I guess because of his mom, and he has that access to computer. Well, the whole world, the rest of the world, no idea what a computer is about. So he spent a lot of time on it. And that led to later on. Of course, there are other factors, but one of the common factors is practice. Long hours practice, hour after hour practice. It's not just talent. John Maxwell is another person. I follow his books, and I kind of like to share this, what he said in one of the books, like even in my Chinese books, because this is so true. You are never changing your life until you change something you do daily. You do daily, not occasionally, daily. The secret of your success is found in your daily routine. Right? Daily routine. People want to say, oh, that's not convenient, daily routine. You know what? Success never lacks convenience anyway. Right? And another thing is, if you build this business into your daily routine, actually it becomes much easier. It becomes much easier. Think about it. We brush our teeth. We brush our teeth every morning. Do it. Have you ever complained? Oh my gosh, I brush my teeth twice a day, every day, gee. You never, right? It's already become a nature. You can have your eyes closed, go to your bathroom and brush your teeth. Why become a daily routine? You eat 3 meals a day. Have you ever complained? It's your daily routine. Okay? So Mark and America has a kind of daily routine list. If you kind of build that in into a daily routine for 3 weeks in a row, it becomes a habit. And rest will become easy. Become easy. Alright, this is time management. Two things, that's how I see it. One, you have to do the right things. Second, you have to do the things right. Easy, straightforward. Now, the problem is, what are the right things? What are the right things? Remember I used Andrew Spurgeon as an example. I cannot say help 8-year-old have a birthday is a wrong thing. It's not, definitely not. But at that moment, at that year, at that weekend, getting him a birthday party became a right, wrong thing. Why? There is a meat insulation. What is the right thing is a thing gonna help you achieve your goal. The thing's gonna help you achieve your goal. My thing, when I started Marketing America, after I realized this is a business and changing my life, I upgrade my goal. My goal became, I want to quit my job. I want to be a full-time mom. For me to achieve that goal, I will do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. I understand Andrew only have 1 8-year-old birthday. I know that. If we miss it, not come back. I understand. However, quit my job, coming back home, be full-time mom with them, is the top priority thing to me at that moment. For me to reach that, I will do whatever it takes. I don't mind to miss Andrew's birthday. I don't mind. So what is the right thing? Everybody has a different definition. Like, you know, there is a district today, and you have, I don't know, doctor's appointment or birthday party to attend. I cannot say going to see a doctor is wrong. It's not. It's all about what is more important at this moment, what you want to achieve at this moment. Right? So things can reflect your goal and help you to achieve your goal is the right thing to do. This brings us back to the morning. What is your goal? What do you want to achieve? In this two to three years, not whole life, 2 to 3 years. Second thing is do the things right. Do the things right. We talk about planning. I believe you're not just find out there's a district last night. You knew there's a district several months back. You should plan your day, especially now at the end of the year. I could urge my team, go out, get your 2018 day planner. It's about time, go out and get your 2018 day planner. Very soon, when I go back home, I'm gonna release our schedule locally. As far as I can reach, I was planning to give them all 2018 schedule, besides the work of the International Convention, Northeast region or Mid-East region, and also our locals, Chinese, English, and all that. UBP is already in place in schedule. So I want you to put that in your day planner first, even before the 2018 arrives. So you put them in a spot, it's already vacant, already occupied. So when you plan your birthday party or doctor's appointment or this and that, you open your calendar, you say, oh, January 6th, I have a local, have a business coming in town. If the doctor schedule your next visit for January 6th, you can tell them right there, all right, have to reschedule me because I can't make it for that day. So you plan ahead. Therefore, you can run your life, build a business together. Many of us lack the skill to plan things ahead. So we go with the flow. You don't buy ticket up in the front. And then therefore, when your senior partner tell you there's a local next week and they say, oh, I have a doctor's appointment. So now you become a struggle. Should I go to a doctor's appointment? Should I come to local? If you come to a local, oh, then it's my doctor's appointment. That's important. If I come to a doctor's appointment and it's a local, that's not right either. So you kind of like blame this business, take a lot of time away, and now you don't know, you mess up everything. Actually, all you need to do is plan ahead. That's all. That's all. You definitely can build a business on a part-time basis, but you have to plan ahead. And then you prioritize your list. It is a business. It does require attention, does require time. Where you put this business at? The bottom of your list? You did everything you could. You cooked the dinners, you cleaned the rooms, you washed the dishes. Oh, you have 20 minutes left, then you can call. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't. You have to put marketing, this business in the schedule. It does take time to build. It does. You know, getting into the business world, I know many of us probably here like me, never run business before, right? We get used to job. We get used to trading time for money. What is a business? Doesn't matter you sell hot dogs on the street or you sell computers, sell aircraft. That's the same thing. What is a business? You either provide products or you provide services.
correct? Products changing hands, and you offer the services. Customer enjoy your products or enjoy your services. Services, they will come back and make a profit. That is business. See, you have to put money down first to buy a hot dog stand. Okay? And to invest in the business. And also, next thing is, you're going to devote a lot of time. Marketing America does not require too much money. It does require money, it's a business. But compared to other businesses out there, it requires very minimum money. However, it doesn't require time. It does. Alright? It does require time. All businesses operated by their business hours. Going out, looking for all the stores. I believe every store has a posting. What is the store's business hour? Make sense? Every store has a bit different business hour, but it's definitely gonna have one. What is your business hours? What is your business hour? You have to ask yourself. What is your business hours? For many of us, our business hour looks like this. My business open whenever I have time. I work close whenever I want to. Your business runs by your emotion, by your convenience. Make sense? No business can run like that. It's goes by hours. We have to be professional. You cannot build Market America whenever it's convenient. When I started this business, Andrew was 3, I have a few like moms start together at the same time. Along the way, it's why the common reason, the most like community reason is, oh, my son's too small. I want to wait until he's bigger. Right? Especially one day I was at home, my friend, one of my partner visited me and dropped me some products, and then I had to left at home for an appointment. Andrew was holding my back, screaming, "Mommy, no, you can't go, you promise you're not going today, this and that." I was like, drag him, like, going out, right? And my mom was like, pulling Andrew, "Oh, can I come on, go, listen." And my friend was like, "What?" My friend was watching all this happening, and she goes, "I will never ever do this to my son." And that really hurt me. Yeah. I got into my car, I make a turn, I stop, I start to pray. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I start to pray. Maybe I did something wrong. Maybe I was too harsh to Andrew. I feel bad. I was still screaming, "Hey, Mommy, you liar!" Yeah, so I called my mom. I said, "Mom, how's Andrew?" I said, "Why are you asking?" I said, "Well, isn't he was swimming, kicking?" And I said, "Oh, forgot about the love animals. It's fine." I realized it's me, not him. Kids are strong, actually. But I continue to build a business. The friends who dropped the business, she wants to spend more time with her children. Guess what? She found a job. She's still 8 hours away from kids. And her husband then been laid off 2 times. In the past 15 years, 2 times. All right, and Michael and I have been staying home for the past, 12 years. Life is about choices. It's about how to use your time more efficiently at this moment. You know, one thing I learned in this business is time management skill. I constantly remind my 2 kids, you know, you have to think at this moment, what is the most important thing for you to do at this moment? You know, we're all in a different level, different stage of Market America. If you're new, your team's growing, you need to practice your compensation plan on a daily basis. You need to make calls on a daily basis.
You need to build up rapport. You need to increase your neighbors. That is something you have to do. I'm not saying I don't do that. I need to do that as well. But at my level, probably I spend more time for coaching a new team, a new leader. Because I already passed the practicing compensation plan stage. So everybody's different. They said, well, what if I don't know what is the most important thing to me? Well, easy. Ask yourself, what's the thing you hate to do the most? That's the things you need to do first. So set up your business hours. Okay? Set up your business hours as detailed as possible. For a new person, start a business. The first thing, I'm going to give him a team schedule. This is our team schedule. We have this going on Monday, okay, this going on Wednesday. Now, I want to know what's your schedule. Market does require 8 to 15 hours. But sometimes they don't have that belief, they only give you 4 hours. Will you take it? Yes, I will take it. But you have to give me where is that 4 hours you will give this business. I want to know exactly what day, what time. And then we're going to set up a one-to-one coaching. Even you give me 2 hours, as long as you commit to that 2 hours, I will take it, no problem. I will take it, right? But that 2 hours, have to commit to this business. You can't book a doctor's appointment in that 2 hours. Your dog cannot be sick in that 2 hours. So when I started this business part-time for 3 years, and I kind of like, I have to think, what time do I have? I work full-time, and all right, let's cut the TV time. That's easy. I used to, like, every Thursday watch all this sitcom on NBC. And let me cut that Wednesday, this Thursday night off, that's fine. That's easy. Then I cut lots of time I play with my kids after work. That's what I'm like, kind of like second year business start to took off. I have lots of appointments at Flushing, so I'm not going home. And I also can use the way I'm taking bus to work, 35 minutes there, 35 minutes back. I use that to listen to tapes, so I get that off. And I go practice my compensation plan. I use my office hours. Well, my job is not that demanding. So I get away with a lot of things. Lunchtime, you know, you just kind of like plan things like that. So what are you gonna do all these times? And this is from the guidance dark guide. This is the tool I carry with me all year long. I still have it today. I'm probably gonna bring out later on. And when I start this business, in my bag, at all times, all you're gonna see, open my bag, you will see getting started guide in English and Chinese, Master UFO booklet, English and Chinese, and notebook, day planner, an envelope for tickets, and my wallet. That's about it. So this way, I will keep myself on track. And my job every day is open up the Getting Star Guide, kind of like check all the things I already completed. Be honest with you, all these years, I never ever complete everything on the list. I just be honest, I'm not that good. I'm not. Never ever complete everything on the list. Always have to leave something behind. But the bigger thing helped me is, knock on wood, I don't make big mistakes. Mistake waste a lot of time. Sometimes even make that people quit. If you follow all these tools, all these guidance star guides, after you have a booklet later on the shopping annuity, you will avoid lots of mistakes. Therefore, you will waste your time. You will see return much sooner. Make sense? See that? Hold on, let me go back there. And can get closer.
Committed to follow the plan 12 months. Why 12 months? It's a 2 to 3 year plan. Why 12 months? That's how I understand. If you kind of focus on 12 months, you're definitely going to see some results. The result will help you to continue for another year. And it's 2 to 15 hours per week. That's a business hour market gave us. It's like supposed to be posting on your door. But everybody's 8 to 15 hours is different. Mine could be after work, Monday to Friday. Yours could be Tuesday or Thursday. Everybody's different. Right? But however, you're going to have your business hour for your business start to run. Then let's talk about something more detailed. What I mean, your business hour include individual time and the team time. I see two kinds of partners. Some partners, they start a business, they kind of like, all right, leave me alone, I will do it. They start to taking products, making calls, they start to like building their business alone. They did put in some individual time. However, they never connect with the team. I see this happening in a lot of traditional business owners. Because of their experience, they get used to do it alone. You know, being a traditional business owner, you really have to do it alone, sort of. There's not much help. So they have that mentality when they came into this business. They will do things on their personal level. However, this business is a little different. If you only put in individual time, you don't engage into the team time, you can't go very far. You can't. You will feel defeated because, wow, this business is different. Especially when building this part-time, you feel like, whoa, I can't do all these things. Because, you know, after you do market for a while, you know this business does lots of things happen at the same time. Right? There are other kind of partners, yes. They show up at team event. If there's an event, they show up. After event, they wait for next event. Like in Flushing, every team has their team event, like on a weekly basis, they do show up. But they don't do nothing else. Think about at school time. One class, 30 kids, they all hear the same lecture, but why they turn out to be very different. One could be an old A student, another one failed every class. They sit in the same classroom, hear the same lecture, what makes the difference? The time they spend after class. Make sense? The time they spend after class. So when you want to build in this business, you need a combination of both time. Individual time and team time. You need both. Individual time actually is easier, but it doesn't require discipline. As I said, I don't want you to be marketing 2 hours, 4 hours, but you have to stick with it. That 2 hours, 4 hours have to be Market America. You don't allow sick in that 2 to 4 hours. So therefore, you work on the schedule, and you put in what is your individual time. Like my individual time was fast ride. I use that time to educate myself. After years, I had a cell phone, I started making calls. You can make calls on the way to pick up kids from school to run some errands. You don't need a big chunk of time to do all these things. So all this big chunk of time, like even in time, you're gonna save for team time. Then you're assuming every team had their like home event or HBC.
What is the purpose of HEB?
To present in business, to help him grow, but we have to have guests. If we all show up as business partner only, week after week, month after month, of course, nobody's gonna show up because he doesn't see progress. The thing about this whole kickoff is we all bring guests. Where the guests come from? Come from the calls, from individual time. Make sense? You have to really leverage your individual time, build up the name list, build up the rapport, build up that one-to-one appointment so you can bring guests to your home event, your HBP. And with HBP, you learn and then you go back to build on your individual time. So you need both time. Ask yourself, what is your individual time and what is your team time?
Another thing is online time and offline time. This business very now has become convenient.
If you're willing to, we all can do this business. Doesn't matter how busy you are. Why? Everybody has a smartphone. We'll spend time online. Right? We'll spend our time online. But what is online time going to help you? You can't fully rely on online time. As we said earlier, it's the people building the business, not cell phone building the business. You can't use social media to generate some leads. Okay, this is individual time, right? And increase your name list, making calls, booking appointments, and then you have team time. You bring guests to home event, you leverage your team, you grow your team. Grow your team. I'm a big advocate of the team building. Why? That's how market pay. Isn't market pay you GBV? They don't pay you PBV. Right, the pay GBV. What is G stand for? Group, team. So you definitely need some team time. Now let's talk about online time. You can create curiosities, you can generate leads, you can build relationship. You can. But you definitely need offline time. Build trust and build team. Nowadays, people are so hung up on these social medias. And you know, one day I heard one of the friends said, you know why technology is so developed? I said, why? Well, because people are getting lazier. So they need some tools to develop the technology so they can enjoy the laziness. That's something new. That makes sense. And then there's lots of things we can do at home. You know, you see posts, oh, I'm doing this, I'm in my underwear. So you really think you can be a marketer in your underwear? Keep thinking. I'm probably a little extreme. I don't use social media, but you should, right? You should, definitely. And that saves you a lot of time, create a lot of curiosity. Definitely, I'm not against it at all. Okay? But what I want to say is, that alone is not enough. We all need to increase face-to-face time. I really want to sit down with you. I want to look into your eyes. I want to find out more about you. I do. Otherwise, how are we going to work together? And that offline time is not that convenient. Team time is not that convenient either. However, it's a must. As I said, success does not like convenience, period. If you're looking for convenience, you might as well quit marketing America. Be an employee is convenient, but you must suffer all your life. Right? So get your time. We all need to sharpen our time management skill. Invest your time in the result-producing activities, not market-related activities. We're going to talk about result-producing activities afterwards. But many people feel like
I thought I did market market lots of time, but I don't see a result.
Well, first of all, thinking about market market doesn't count, all right? Talking about market market doesn't count either. It's all about result producing activities. You know, after ever start a business, we all spend a lot, quite big time with our partners. When we hang out together, we talk about everything's about market America. Even we gossip, we gossip some other partners in market America, right? So you keep mentioning about market America, you thought you were building the business, you are not. Don't mess up the definition. You are not.
It's all about you play to now lose or you play to win. Very different. That's why success 101 in this business is when you see tickets, just get it. You buy it. You don't ask. Let me check my calendar. Let me see how many people are going to come in my team. Who is speaking? When? What is going to talk about? No, it's not about that. Get your ticket, then we figure out. All right? You know, we will talk about, yes, I want to be a success, I want to build this business, but we're talking about $30 a ticket is your possibility. How are you going to change your life for what? You don't even have the guts to get $30 of tickets. Now you talk about, I'm changing my life.